Hello and welcome to this IBM Decision Management Podcast. I'm Vijay Pandirajan with IBM, and I have Dr. Brian Metrovich, Associate Professor of Civil Engineering at Case Western Reserve University, joining me to talk about smarter bridges. Brian, welcome.
Vijay, it's good to be here.
So Brian, we've had a few instances of bridges being in the news lately. The Minnesota Bridge collapse in 2007 comes to mind. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how your recent research project can help?
Certainly. What we've had are a couple of large bridge failures in the past decade, some that the news media is aware of and the other kind of went under the radar. But there's been other problems, such as the Hone Bridge in Milwaukee in year 2000. And that bridge in particular, it failed in a very brittle manner. Since my expertise is in fatigue and fracture of steel bridges, I was really drawn to developing some sort of solution which could detect or anticipate these types of bridge failures. And so we were involved with a project with IBM, with Michael Schwitters and Paul Giangara. We dubbed it the Smarter Bridges Project, where we developed a system which would allow us to integrate data from a variety of sensor systems and develop easy-to-use rules for analysis of that data. And that comes from the fact that we'll want to start putting sensors on these bridges. The problem is there's a lot of data that results from that, and we have to figure out ways to come up with a solution for handling and analyzing that data. The system we developed was a commercial off-the-shelf or COT system. The goal was to produce a system which could predict fatigue performance and based on fracture mechanics principles. And we want to use the sensors that we collect from these bridges to do that type of analysis.
So what were the key challenges this project solved?
Well, one of the major problems is handling of massive amounts of data. We developed a system then to collect, transmit, and store that data in an efficient manner. And that also allowed for re-examining the data in the future as needed. Now, our interest was on fatigue damage. And this is really caused by, say, a truck moving across the bridge. After millions of trucks cross a bridge, fatigue damage may accumulate, and eventually it causes a crack to grow and to fail. We use WebSphere Business Events, WBE, to develop some rules-based algorithms which were able to capture or define a particular load cycle. And then once we defined the load cycle, we were able to relate all the sensor data that was related to that particular load cycle for a particular site. This is really a step forward in how we could do fatigue damage and assessment on a bridge structure. This allowed us in particular to use principles of fracture mechanics. And this is a step forward in prognostics of bridges. As new sensors are developed, they can easily be included in this system because ultimately it's just adding an extra line or an input into what we're calculating. So it's very expandable. And as new sensors give us new insight into what's going on, we can improve the accuracy of our predictions.
So do you see this going forward? I mean, what's next for smarter bridges?
Well, one of the things we would look at is how we can expand it. The initial project looked at one particular site on a bridge and what was its fatigue damage. Consider it as one stiffener location on a bridge. Well, in reality, we want to scale things up. We want to look at not only that one location, but what's happening on that same girder at other locations on the bridge. And then we can scale it up a bit more. And what is happening between adjacent girders on a bridge? And if there's the same damage or different damage occurring between those two girders. And then we can scale it up even more. For instance, on the same highway, you have the same basic traffic moving from one bridge to the next. So there's a comparison in the loads that are occurring between those two bridges. The system allows us to do that type of comparison. So it allows us to see, is there damage occurring on one bridge? And if so, there could be similar damage occurring on the adjacent bridge. And as new sensors give us new insight into what's going on, we can improve the accuracy of our predictions.
Other than bridges, can we apply this technology to solve other problems?
Well, we're looking at the idea of structural health monitoring in general. And so there's a pattern that exists. That pattern is that you deploy sensors on a structure, you record that data, you transmit it, you store it, you analyze it, and you look for predictions of future results. So this basic pattern can apply to a variety of civil infrastructure. You've got new wind turbines that are coming online. Ship structures actually are very similar to bridges and the types of loading schemes that they're going to have and the resulting fatigue problems that they encounter. Bridges come to mind as well, buildings come to mind as well. In buildings, particularly some larger events, say earthquake types of events, where sensors could ultimately give us information about what happened to the structure. So there's a large number of ways we can apply this technology to things outside of just this bridge problem that we basically work with. The advantage is we've already developed the framework for such a system with the Smarter Bridges project. And so it's really just changing the rules that we write in WBE rather than the IT infrastructure that's already been developed.
That's great, Brian. Thank you for the quick insight into your research today. And you can get all the details of Brian's research in the March issue of the IBM Journal for Research and Development. Brian, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.